Who are you?
I'm you.
And...
Or Ewan, as a lot of people read.
Ewan MacLeod.
Yeah.
So...
MacLeod.
We should explain this, that we're still in France here. So this is a little sort of outtake.
A supplemental.
And what are we going to call this podcast?
Well, I like the idea of 361. We've been discussing 361 degrees.
That's it. So we're going to turn full circle and go one better.
Yes. Yes, okay. Love it.
So the 361 degrees... And what are we, basically, who are we and what are we going to do? I mean, obviously, I know the answer. I don't need you to explain, but, you know, I'm holding a microphone, so maybe someone is listening.
Right. Who are we? Oh, well, you're Ben Smith, prominent blogger in a suit.
Man in suit. Go-to guy for bloke in a tie.
Yep.
That's my new tagline.
And I am Ewan MacLeod, Mobile Industry Review.
And now...
Who's that?
We should explain that we're still in Cannes, and if you listen to episode 2 and episode 3, you know we're here at the TV conference covering that event. And Rafe Blanford is now pacing the beach, having an important call, discussing important things. I think he's trying to decide who in Nokia should be strung up first if the whole Windows Mobile thing goes wrong.
Yeah, people are looking at him because he is carrying and speaking into a pink Nokia N8.
The man has some exquisite taste, it has to be said. What I like is the way he's managed to pair a pink phone cover with an orange phone. That's, many people couldn't carry that combination off, but, you know, Rafe, really, he's working the orange and the pink.
Not many people know, and even walking around the show today, not many people know that he controls the future and success of Nokia.
That's it. I mean, some people think there's a conspiracy in the world, but actually, in Rafe's case, yes, it's absolutely true. So Rafe will probably come back and we can probably tease him about the whole Symbian thing fairly soon. But while he's pacing up and down the beach...
Well, who is Rafe Blanford?
Well, Rafe Blanford is a giant amongst men. Not literally, obviously. He is the editor of All About Symbian, the hugely well-read Symbian blog. It's kind of sad about the whole Symbian thing. But actually, Rafe's got All About Migo, and we know that All About Symbian is going to be evolving. And I think I don't know if we can say any more than evolving, but there's going to be some awesome content coming from Rafe and his team about Nokia, about smartphones, about the mobile industry, and about Windows Phone as well.
Indeed.
So I'm looking forward to hearing that. But the three of us, we should probably just explain what we're doing. You know, we've got our own sites, and you know, we all write about different facets of the mobile industry, but we keep finding ourselves working together at these events. And you know, for me, actually, it kind of felt natural to ask you guys to collaborate, because you know, you write about like the mobile industry from the industry point of view, don't you?
The business standpoint, right? Yeah. The commercial.
So, who reads Mobile Literary Review?
It's typically executives that really are very, very busy worrying about fourth quarter profits and earnings, and don't really want to play around with the devices. So, I'll do a little bit of playing. I'll do a little bit of analysis and perspective. But really, I deliver opinion and viewpoint for these executives, because they're typically too busy. So, executives at mobile operators, manufacturers, and so on.
And I should say, I write Wireless Worker, which is it's all about how mobile actually helps you get stuff done now. It's not about calling anymore. It's about data. It's about apps. It's about the fact that actually mobile makes you connected, and it's using it for doing useful stuff. And really, Mobile Project, which is blog about consumer mobile and stuff about. Basically, the sort of the stuff that gets me excited, the stuff I use regularly. So, I mean, go and check those out. They're not quite as well read as Mobile Industry Review.
It's not about the readers. No, hold on a minute. Let me get that. It's not about the reach. What is it? No.
No, it's not about the number of readers. It's about your reach. But sadly, I don't actually win on that either.
There's lots of people that read. I read your stuff.
It's influence.
Yeah. And back in the room, Rafe Blanford from Sweet. All About Symbian has returned from his important conference call deciding who should live and who should die in the world of Nokia House. So, Rafe, we mentioned your editor about All About Symbian, but actually, where's this come from and why are you working with us, and what are you hoping to create out of this podcast?
The background for me is that I was passionate about mobile phones and smartphones, and Symbian was something that was, big 10 years ago when I started, and so that developed in time. And these days I would actually describe myself more as a specialist who writes about Nokia, but with a sort of sub-discipline in writing about smartphone platforms. Working with you guys, the opportunity came up to work together, and it's always a pleasure to work with smart people. And so that's kind of been the driving force. It's been the driving force for me, but also I think it's really interesting to have a conversation when you've got three different perspectives. And, you know, Ben comes very much from the enterprise side. I think Ewan comes very much from the business side. Maybe I have a more of a technology background, particularly on, you know, the Nokia side of things, but hopefully more generally in mobile. I think we can provide a rather unique perspective by combining the three of those together and hopefully do something that's informative, educational, and maybe a bit of fun as well.
And it is absolutely a treat to work with smart people. And it's unfortunate on this occasion, but, you know, we'll make do. And, you know, the two of you, I'll get you to pitch in wherever you can. So we
can,
just...
Can.
And here we are in Cannes. It's all right. I flew into Nice. That was nice. there will be less jokes in normal podcasts. In fact, there probably haven't been any jokes at all yet, have there?
No.
So we're just sort of casually chatting about what we're going to do. So, Rafe, Ewan and I were just talking about calling it 361 degrees, that we were going to take the full perspective and go one better, you know, plus one. What do you think, you know, what would you like to cover? What do you think the podcast and the other stuff we're going to do is going to be?
Well, what I hope we can do is actually have a conversation about the detail without going into the technical detail. You know, talk about the real impact on consumers, but do it in a way that actually offers a bit of technology insight. Not, you know, do a holistic viewpoint when people actually understand it rather than kind of the broad brushstroke headlines. So when we talk about something, we're trying to explain why we think that and offer the different perspectives on where that's come from.
And do we have to fly to Cannes every time we have a conversation?
Well, I'd like to think we do. I mean, it does sadly seem that...
It's a possibility.
I always run into you two at conferences, but I hope we might take the opportunity to do it over mobile. And after all, that's what we should be doing, to provide that extra degree of perspective. But plenty of opportunities, I hope.
Okay, so that's enough Drivelcast for this time. Just a bit of chat about us, where we come from, what we're doing, all that kind of stuff. This is not a proper podcast. We'll give
Captain's
this a...
log, supplemental.
Yeah, this is a supplemental log. We won't be doing any more Star Trek references, I can assure you. Thank you for listening, and more importantly, please go and listen to episodes 2 and episodes 3, which we've covered here in Cannes, all about creative connectivity, and then all about app stores, which has been you know, really fun. And then ready for episode 4, the new name, 361 degrees.
Bring it.
Full circle.
Plus one.
Plus one.